Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
You're sporting your CJM shirt.
Yes, I am.
Sweet.
Proud. Representing, nice. As it were.
Represent.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pledge drive now over.
And it was successful, I assume?
It's usually successful. Yes. But I haven't been there since the pledge drive show, so okay. I don't know. And we pre-tape our show, so
we could
find out Wednesday.
We're going to be sending our show to an empty studio, possibly. If they didn't get enough money, it's it. It's over.
Possibly. This could be the last Big JD and Lippo show in the morning.
And it'll be unaired.
Yeah, the pledge drive seemed to go great. We had great shows. I always enjoy making the pledge drive shows. I mean, I'm sure everybody had great shows, but I mean, it went well when we were on air.
I was happy to be present during your You Talking to Me show.
And I was at the station for Big JD and Lippo in the morning, and we got calls for pledges.
Of course we did.
So, very cool.
It's morning drive time. People are listening to the radio in the morning.
Yeah, calling on their cell phones.
Exactly. Well, don't drive and call in on your cell phone, but that's okay. As long as you got Bluetooth, I guess it's all right.
Sure.
Just don't reach in your wallet and give your credit card number and drive at the same time.
Why?
Well, you're looking down at your card and you're talking on the phone and you're driving.
Gotcha.
So how much did we raise? Do you have any idea?
Well, how much did what raise?
Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Did we reach our quota is, I guess, what I'm really getting
at. I don't know, because I never really make the quota on like trying to raise money for the morning show, because I got to raise money for You Talking to me as well. So I try and hit everybody up for, you know, a little extra for two shows. But I'm going to say like our regular like pre-pledge amount or whatever. I don't know. Okay. We might have got half.
All right. Cool.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, for sure. A second show, you know what I mean? It's tough.
It's very tough.
It's hard for two shows, you know what I mean? Yeah, I made over my quota for my show.
That's good.
But I'm sure we did good for pledge drive.
And I noticed you changed the color of your hair since the last time I was here.
I did. It's so wonderful of you to notice. It's blue.
He's got, what do they call it? Electric
baby,
blue.
Baby, black
it's
and blue.
It's not baby blue, no. It's
it's like
electric
deep
blue.
Electric blue, yes. Yeah. I'm electric.
And it was somewhat yellow last time I saw it, I think.
That's because it was bleached. But I did this for the film premiere at the Capitol Theater, which
How'd
was
that go?
A great success.
I was gonna
jam-packed
ask.
House. We had people waiting in line that didn't have tickets, and some of them got in.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Well, residents in the West End are fighting to keep Forrester High School open.
Good luck with that. West End is DEA dead.
Dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hasn't it always been somewhat like, you know, why is the West End like, I don't know what you would say. Is it lower income? It seems like it's the worst part of the city, kind of, you know what I mean? Maybe, like, for lots of things.
Yes, it is, of course. And I think that just has to do with the fact that it was one of the first settled areas in Windsor. And eventually there was urban sprawl, which, you know, we got new places.
So what happens, though, in that respect? I mean, does everybody just, it grows and grows and grows to the point where everybody, we just want to get out of here because everybody's here. And so what happens? The ones that can afford to leave are the ones that go, and everybody else is left behind there, and it turns into like no man's land kind of thing?
Then the people who can afford it fill in those cracks. in the West End and, you know, use up the housing that's there. And then you end up getting some elements in there of crime. You know, there's, you know, people selling drugs out of their houses and bike gangs owning houses. And so people try to stay away from that. It just, it had a bad, like you said, but it had a bad reputation ever since I know I was a kid.
You got a bad reputation.
Dave Wilcox.
No.
I know.
Thin Lizzy.
Yes. I realize you weren't singing Dave Wilcox there.
But the school, it's got close to 500 empty student spaces.
Yeah,
so that's too much. And that 90-year-old building is operating at a half capacity.
Right. So the building isn't efficient, for one thing, whereas, you know, they got to heat and cool that place and turn the lights on.
And they
down.
Get funding per student, so...
Oh, is that right?
There's not enough... Yeah, they get... Some funding comes in per student, however that works, through government or whatever they're... But because of the lack of students, they have the lack of funding, so it's... inevitable that it's going to close down.
It's inevitable. Yeah. Unfortunately, it has a lot of history and schools, it's sad to see them close, but everything changes. Our population changes.
Ooh, he's just leading right into the show practically. What kind of news do you have for us this morning?
Internet monitoring efforts by the Windsor police have led to an 18-year-old male facing charges of possessing and sharing child pornography. Andrew Hornsby, a resident of 1500 block of Goya, was arrested on morning of November 8th. According to police, the arrest was made as a result of officers tracking, quote, sectors of the internet routinely used for the exchange of exploitative images of children, close quote. So there are sectors of the internet. It's like the West End is what they're saying. We know that if you're dealing in child pornography, you're going to the West End of the internet because that's where all that stuff happens.
So how is there a special sector for that anyways?
That's what I'm saying. What does that mean, special sector? Is it certain IP addresses that are associated with child porn? Because IP addresses are allotted per country. Like, you get this block belongs to Canada.
Instead of .com, it's .chp.
CHP, child porn.
Pornography, yeah. What about the guy here? How old was he or whatever?
He's 18 years old.
18? Okay.
The information gleaned from the web allowed Windsor police to execute a search warrant on the Goyo Avenue residence. Computer hardware and other equipment, of course, were seized. And he has been charged with possessing and accessing and making available child porn.
Wow.
Yeah, so this guy is doomed, I think.
And what are we talking about on the show today?
Changes.
Hey, that's pretty good there, right in key and all that. So, change. Do you have any loose change? We're going to talk about loose change. What's the difference between loose change and any other change anyway?
Tight change.
Is it? Have you ever heard that expression?
Well, it's
rolled. I got some tight change. Okay.
You roll your coins. It's tight.
I got you. Hey, that's pretty
good.
And
if it's not rolled, it's just loose.
I never really thought about
it. Loose in your pocket. Loose
tight aspect of it.
And usually you're the guy who's worried about being tight or not.
What do you mean?
Not going in there.
Tight what?
Tight, I know. Tight has a very interesting connotation. It can be a person who is frugal or it can be... someone who's like a tightwad.
I have no choice, but I gotta be.
You gotta be frugal.
I do.
Yeah, Mister. I got $3,000 in my Amazon basket ready to go.
It's been in there for weeks and weeks. I need a new lens for my camera. I'm afraid to hit the button though.
Hit the button. Buy now.
It's my life savings. So changes. Yeah, change is inevitable because everything changes constantly.
Yes, it does. And we were just talking about that a minute ago, as far as the West End goes. Like at one time, the West End was like the preeminent place to live. They have some beautiful homes down there. That's if you wanted a nice house, you went to the West End and that's where you lived, as opposed to living downtown. Whereas the houses like around here, this was all like field and stuff. Like, you know, there wasn't much around here back when the West End was, you know, finishing being developed.
And change is all about, has a lot of things associated with it. And one of them is coping.
Because
you have
change.
To learn to cope with change. Changes in technology, changes in your workplace, changes in your life, and just all kinds of changes. And so coping is a process by which an individual attempts to minimize the negative emotions that arise from the experience of negative events.
Well, that's just negative events. Some people can't cope with positive events taking place because they don't see them as positive.
But that's negative for them, so they're still always, you know what I mean, adverse.
It's adverse. There's a good word, especially in this context, because a lot of people see change as something bad because they don't want change. Because typically humans are afraid of the unknown, so they don't want the change. Mm-hmm. Even though the change could possibly mean something good is going to happen. But there's a lot of people out there who also have lived through a lot of change and realize that the next piece of information, the next new thing that happens to me could be something awesome and great. Because they're okay with change, and you embrace the change. And if you embrace change, that means you've coped very well with it. And I think it's a way to live your life.
And coping can also be defined as cognitive and behavioral efforts to deal with experiences that tax or exceed one's resources. So when you think that something's beyond your grasp in some way, or, you know, like you mentioned, if you're fearful of something, it's outside of your safety zone or your,
exactly,
you know.
Coping is also the stuff that is on top of an above ground pool that holds the liner on top of the walls.
What?
I'm telling you, that's what it's called. It's called coping.
That's next week's show.
Pools.
Okay.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
We'll talk about some different things about changes and tips for dealing with change, like I mentioned, in the workplace and that sort of thing.
Sure.
And one thing is recognizing that change does happen. You know what I mean? You have to be able to recognize that changes, or that be aware and know that changes are going to happen.
Exactly.
And prepare in many ways for them, in some cases.
Yeah, I think as people get older, less change happens to them. So they kind of get locked into a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're younger, change is happening all the time. But as you get older, these changes don't happen so often. And I think that's why it's much harder for older people to cope with change. So if something, you know, it happens in their life, they're very resistive to change. Would you agree?
Sure, to some degree, because I think also, though, that as you get older, you've maybe gone through more changes and should be a little bit more used to changing and adapting to change. So I think it could go either way, but both ways. It just depends on what somebody's subjected to through their life, I guess.
Exactly.
And how many changes, you know what I mean? But when you look back on it, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize just how much changes over time. You know what I mean? We've talked before about technology changing, and it all seems so gradual. But when you look back and think that, you know, some of these things that just didn't exist and are so commonplace to us now, but we didn't, there was no point in time where we thought that this is like astounding, you know what I mean? Because it just happens over time, you know, and then all of a sudden we've totally switched the way that we do things, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The way that we, our interaction with just about anything technological is totally different now than it was.
Having any interaction with technology back in the day was not all that common. I mean, the highest piece of technology might be your telephone or your television set.
Yeah, when you look back and think like what electricity was developed or and all these things, or, you know, just the change from cassette to CD or something, you know what I mean? Like they're milestones, but we never really thought anything of it through the time, you know what I mean?
Right.
And some of us didn't adapt or adopt those things early on either, you know what I mean? CDs were out for a while before I ever had a CD. Maybe 10 years.
That's good. Because the first 10 years of them that they made CDs, they were pretty
good. But you know they're around. You know they're, you know, some people have them, whatnot. Yeah. And, but you just, you know, and eventually you make the switch, but it's just like nothing. Yeah, it's been around for a while. But I mean, at some point when you think the first ones came out, like how amazing is something like that, you know?
It was pretty amazing, yeah.
Or digital recorders or video recorders compared to the way that we did analog VHS and things like that, or clocks, the way clocks worked at some point, you know what I mean? Like from wind-up clock to whatever, or just getting digital watches from a regular, quartz or however quartz, they all worked.
It's analog type of, which...
Analog digital, that's the big... thing more so than anything.
That is a big change, how everything has been digitalized.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
What are we talking about on the show this morning?
We're talking about change. Mm-hmm. Change in the weather, change in your life, change of atmosphere.
That's a big change, changing the weather. You have to plan for the day, you know, kind of thing, or plan your outings and your daily activities based on weather.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Especially where we live.
Especially where we live. There's a lot of people who don't. They just get the same clothes on every day and they go outside and it's nice.
Well, some people don't, maybe here, yeah, but California or somewhere like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
somewhere tropical.
It's always the same.
It's always the same. You might have to bring an umbrella.
Maybe, yeah.
Where it may rain. But a lot of times, like in the desert, it's pretty much the same, a lot. Same weather. And just like you say, we got to cope with that as well. A lot of people have a hard time coping with winter, so what do? They go away. They go somewhere where it's warmer.
That's right, yeah. That's what I would do.
That's what you
would
do? If I
didn't have an Amazon basket full of thousands of dollars.
You're not going anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
In particular, like going to a warmer climate, right? You don't have any interest of vacationing in some place like the Caribbean or something.
I think it's all nice and fine, but vacation is not something I need to do. I just happen to be a person that does not need a vacation. I don't need to go somewhere and be on vacation.
Because your life is a freaking vacation.
I don't mind for maybe a couple of days just to go hang out somewhere, whatever. But to go somewhere for a week or 2 weeks, I wouldn't want to be anywhere for a week.
Except home.
Well, yeah, because this is where everything goes on.
Right.
I mean, I have such an interest in things and I constantly do them all. And if I go on vacation, I don't do any of those.
Then you just fall behind.
If I brought all this, everything with me to do all the same stuff elsewhere, that would be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was talking pre-show about going to BC to record Mark's bass tracks. And, you know, that would be fun. You know, hang out for a few days or a week or something to do something like that. You know what I mean?
Kind of. Exactly.
But to go somewhere and just like be on vacation and hang around a beach and do nothing really, I have no need for that at all. My vacation is like right here. I'm on vacation now.
Yes. Because you're...
Radio's a vacation.
Wouldn't Milton Berle say? Laughter is like...
Laughter is like an instant vacation.
There you go.
Uncle Milty.
So that's because you're always laughing.
Mm-hmm. Always positive. A lot of times I think that, people get caught up in the work thing and need a break from it. Kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I understand it, but I have no need for it, for the vacation aspect of anything.
And what about your wife? Does she
needs vacation. She always needs vacation.
So you just
loves vacation.
So you say, see you later, baby.
She goes on some of her vacations with her friends or whatever, like skiing and all that, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Kind of stuff.
And or goes back home or something.
Some things I don't do, but although I've been skiing, it's not top of my priorities.
One rung lower than the top.
It's far down from the top, skiing for sure. I haven't been much into the sports thing since I was a kid, like playing sports and all that stuff.
Sure.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The Cardigans doing Black Sabbath's Changes.
Thank you. It took so long to realize, and I can still hear his last goodbye. And now all my days are filled with tears. I wish I could go back and change these years. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And on Tech Talk today, I had one thing that I wanted to mention. That was the fact that Gmail now supporting Cherokee.
Oh, it's the Chrysler product. The
no,
Jeeps?
No.
Oh, there's...
You can't Zeller's get your, clothing wear.
You can't get your Gmail in your... Jeep Cherokee?
You can.
I have many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a Jeep Cherokee, though.
Oh, no, but so I've been in a lot of Jeep Cherokees.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
No, tell us more about the Cherokee support of Gmail.
Gmail's 57th supported language is first Native American tribal language.
Oh, so Cherokee people.
Don't tell
Cherokee
me Cher.
Cherokee tribe.
Is that Cher or something?
Yeah, I think it is. I have no idea who it was, but you said Cher, and that sounds like that rings a bell.
I know she did some kind of Indian song or something.
Yeah, I think that was it. Absolutely. Good one. But anyway, back to Gmail supporting Cherokee. So it's an actual...
Google is not doing this because of a large number of Cherokee-speaking Gmail users who are demanding support for the language.
It's the one dude who works there who's Cherokee and says, hey, I want some Cherokee support in Gmail. Hey, yeah, go ahead, do that.
The company points toward a survey of the Oklahoma Cherokee population that found that no one under 40 spoke conversational Cherokee. Because of the survey... The Cherokee Nation decided to explore the use of technology to encourage a new generation to use the language.
That's awesome.
So they worked together with Gmail to do that.
That's awesome. So it comes from the people, the elders, as it were. They should approach, or they should actually just get some developer and make a Cherokee version of Facebook.
Cherokee version.
You know what I'm saying?
A Cherokee version of Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
Just for them.
Yeah. Well, what about, is there a Chinese one just for them?
A Chinese, well, actually, Facebook isn't very big in China yet.
Okay, well, is there a version just for anybody? Is there an Arabic version just for, you know what I mean? Is there
a Middle Eastern
version of Facebook? Are they allowed to use it over there even?
Are they allowed to use Facebook? Well, that's a good question.
Some things are blocked.
Yeah, absolutely. I guarantee you there's at least one Arab country that does not allow Facebook.
China even allowed to use Facebook?
Yeah, I think so. But
they don't have internet in China, do they?
Maybe not. Oh, they do
have everything else.
They have a very limited internet. The people are only...
Which is the biggest place for... What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's your phone.
Oh.
Going crazy. Spoiling the show. Talk about technology.
Yeah, you wouldn't see that happening 20 years ago.
And we just kind of glazed right over that because we were prepared for a change like that.
Yes, we are. We cope very well with beeping and buzzing noises.
We do cope rather well, don't we?
I think so. So we're still in the Tech Talk section of the show here. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, Tech Talk still, yeah. Do you have a piece of tech that you want to talk
about?
No, I don't.
I enjoyed the conversation we were having about the Cherokee thing as far as Gmail goes.
Okay, good. And then we'll get into the quotes or quips.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And what did we find out what a quip is again? We like someone gave us a definition of a quip.
It was something a little different than what we kind of thought it was, but
yeah.
We adapted to that change.
Very good, very good.
And this week's quote or quip comes to us from Real Live Preacher. Okay, I don't know what or who that is, but there's a website, I guess, reallivepreacher.com.
Probably a blogger, dude.
Blogger, dude, this isn't good or bad. It's just the way of things. Nothing stays the same. You could have just shortened that to nothing stays the same. That'd be my quote. That's the big JD quote right there. Nothing stays the same.
That's right.
Nothing. That's what change is.
Change, that is one thing for certain. Things do not stay the same. As much as a lot of people would like them to.
What about when things do stay the same? When you want things to be the same all the time, do they change or don't they change?
Well, they do, but the pace of change is not what you want. You want the change of pace, you want the pace of change to be quicker. Mm-hmm. And then gives you the impression that things are staying the same when really it just takes a little longer for that change to occur.
Somebody who can't adapt well to change, do you think that they like change in certain areas and not other areas, or and by the same slip of the tongue, mm-hmm. If somebody does not like change, do they not like change? Or if somebody does like change, mm-hmm. In certain aspects of their life, say, do they like change everywhere, or you know what I mean? Do some people cope better with change in certain areas, maybe?
I don't think so. I think if someone like yourself, who has a somewhat positive attitude on life and accepts all changes no matter how it comes, and realizes that even if a change comes and it affects you adversely, like someone dies, that's a change in your life. Someone close to you dies. You know, it's a huge change in your life, but you realize that you can get something positive out of that life event. Something happened to someone you loved, and you can deal with it in a certain way and make people, you know, realize what contribution this person had in your life or whatever, and going forward and maybe continue their work, and you'll be a completely different person, maybe a better person. So change is all what you make it, for sure.
It absolutely is. Yeah, it is all what you make it. And it's like that, what's that, there's that saying, is it serenity poem or something, you know what I'm talking about? God grant me the blah, blah, blah. What is that from?
God,
is that an AA grant thing or something?
Blah, blah, blah.
What is that?
It may be an AA thing. I think you may be right.
It's old. I know that.
The God grant me the serenity to handle the change or something. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Anyway, the final one is, and the wisdom to know the difference of the things that you can or can't change.
Right. Yes. There are some things that we can't change and some things we can change, but
we can't change back time.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.